嗨，大家好。
Hi, everyone.
我是老陈。
I'm Lao Chen.
今天是2026年6月20号，星期六。
Today is Saturday, June 20, 2026.
今天是周六。
Today is Saturday.
咱们做周末闲聊。
Let's have a weekend chat.
第一个话题，聊聊我刚经历过的一个骗局。
Let's talk about the scam I just experienced.
我在6月9号的视频里
In the video on June 9th,
曾经跟大家说过
I have told you before,
我刚加入了一家公司
I just joined a company,
要开始一段新的工作
to start a new job.
不过没想到这么快
However, I didn't expect it to happen so quickly.
就证明这是一个骗局。
Prove that this is a scam.
而且现在回头复盘再看一下
And now, looking back,
确实有一些不合理的地方。
There are indeed some unreasonable aspects.
我竟然没有提前看出来。
I actually didn't realize it before.
感觉确实有些丢人。
I really feel a bit embarrassed.
整个过程并不复杂。
The entire process is not complicated.
先是有猎头公司联系。
First, a headhunting company contacted me.
抛出一个很诱人的职位。
Offer a very tempting position.
然后安排网上面试
Then schedule an online interview.
最后你被录取了。这一段其实是有问题的。
The last sentence, and you were finally accepted, is problematic.
比如说招聘行业和我的工作经历差异比较大。
For example, a recruitment industry and my work experience are quite different.
而且因为这些年几乎没有使用英语的机会。
Furthermore, due to the fact that I haven't had much opportunity to use English in recent years,
视频面试的时候发挥的也不好。
I didn't perform well during the video interview.
当时认为面试是失败了。
At the time, I thought the interview was a failure.
因此，当对方通知我要办理入职手续的时候
Therefore, when the other party notified me to handle the onboarding process,
我还是挺吃惊的。
I'm quite surprised.
但是，一方面是职位和薪水的吸引力。
However, on the one hand, the attractiveness of the position and salary.
对方的大饼还是画得不错的。
The other person's painting is still quite good.
另一方面，做自媒体越来越难。
On the other hand, it is becoming increasingly difficult to do so.
我确实急于想找到新的机会。
I really want to find a new opportunity.
有意无意的就忽视了这些可疑的迹象。
Unintentionally, I overlooked these suspicious signs.
然后就是办理入职手续，开始工作。
Then the formalities of employment and starting work begin.
这里面公司的网站做得非常正规。
The company's website is very professional.
整个入职流程也表现得很专业。
The entire onboarding process was very professional.
这方面没有看出什么漏洞。
I can't see any flaws in this.
最后就是这不到十天的工作。
The last thing is that there are only 10 days left.
主要是转发邮件，联系所谓的客户，内容非常简单。
The content of the emails forwarded to the so-called customers is very simple, mainly for forwarding.
这和之前职位描述是不匹配的。
This is inconsistent with the previous job description.
还有一些不合理的地方。
There are also some unreasonable aspects.
最后，经过和家人商量。
After discussing with my family,
这周二去当地的派出所报案。
This Tuesday, I went to the local police station to report a crime.
怀疑可能是诈骗。
I suspect it's a scam.
不过，接待我的警官讲。
However, the officer in charge told me.
因为整个沟通来往都是英文邮件。
Because the entire communication was in English emails.
也没有确实的证据证明有谁受到了损失被骗了。
There is no definitive evidence to prove that anyone has been defrauded.
只是觉得可疑。
Just felt suspicious.
就建议我停止和对方联系。
I suggest you stop contacting him/her.
这样，不管对方后面有什么套路，就都没有用处了。
Then no matter what tricks the other person uses, they won't work.
所以，我短暂的所谓新工作就结束了。
So, my brief new job ended.
那么，报警的第二天呢？
So, on the second day after the alarm,
对方又发了一个邮件
The other person sent another email.
说要给我发奖金发工资
Tell me to give me a bonus or salary.
让我去某个外国银行开户狐狸尾巴算是彻底暴露出来了
I went to a foreign bank to open an account and my fox tail was completely exposed.
那么这个事情呢，反思一下。
So, let's reflect on this matter.
首先是贪念，对金钱的贪。
First, it is the greed for money.
对所谓外企的迷信。
Regarding the superstition of so-called foreign companies.
确实让我没有马上看出这是一个骗局。
It really made me think it wasn't a scam right away.
虽然心里一直有所怀疑
although I have always had some doubts,
但总有一个侥幸心理，再看看吧。
But there's always a chance to try again.
也许是真的呢。
Maybe it is true.
其实，这就是自我欺骗。
This is actually self-deception.
这也是一位58岁渴望再就业的职场人士的心声。
This is also the voice of a 58-year-old professional who is eager to return to work.
第二
Second,
可能在很多人心目中
In the eyes of many people,
包括我自己，觉得搞诈骗的人大多是一口不标准的普通话
including my own observation that most people who commit fraud have a non-standard Mandarin accent
拿各种危言耸听的说法来吓唬大家
using various exaggerated claims to scare people
可能没遇到过这次这种全英文商务邮件形式的骗局
I'm not sure if you've ever encountered a scam like this one, which is a full English business email.
所以也是想把这个经历分享给大家。
So, I also wanted to share this experience with everyone.
算是给大家提一个醒。
This is a reminder to everyone.
也再次告诫自己。
I also reminded myself again,
天上不会掉馅
饼。You can't get something for nothing.
馅饼只会掉陷阱。
The child will only fall into the trap.
最后，说说远程办公这种形式。
Finally, let's talk about the form of remote work.
因为在网上也看到了一些真实的内容。
Because I have also seen some real content online.
现在基本上死心了。
I'm basically giving up now.
就一个原因。
For one reason.
英文水平不够。
Not enough English proficiency.
英文是我们和世界交流的基本工具。
English is the basic tool for us to communicate with the world.
我有一位朋友经常这样讲。
I have a friend who often says this.
学好英语。
Learn English well.
学好一门手艺，逃离疯人院。
Learn a skill to escape from the asylum.
我觉得这话说的挺有意思。
I think this is a very interesting statement.
今天的第二个话题。
The second topic of today.
普华永道6月16号发布2026年 AI 就业晴雨表报告。
On June 16, PwC released the 2026 AI Employment Outlook Report.
2025年对具备特定 AI 技能的人才需求增长速度。
In 2025, the demand for talent with specific AI skills will grow at a rate of
几乎是整个就业市场的七倍。
Almost 7 times the size of the entire job market.
像机器学习工程师提示词
As a machine learning engineer.
工程师这类专业 AI 岗位
Engineer, this is a professional AI position.
去年岗位数量大增 69%。
Last year, the number of positions increased by 69%.
而整个就业市场平均只上涨了 9%.
And the overall job market only increased by 9%.
同时
At the same time,
这些 AI 岗位的工资优势也在扩大。
The salary advantages of these AI positions are also increasing.
薪资溢价
Salary premium
从之前的 57% 提高到 62%.
From 57% to 62%.
报告分析
Report analysis
27个国家和地区超过10亿条招聘信息后
After analyzing over 10 million job postings from 27 countries and regions,
发现 AI 正提高入门岗位门槛，越来越多。
I found that AI is raising the entry-level job requirements.
初级职位开始要求判断力。
The entry-level position requires the ability to assess and evaluate
同理心
Empathy
创造力和领导能力等
Creativity and leadership skills
过去多见于资深岗位的能力
Previously, it was common to see experienced professionals in senior positions
自2019年以来
Since 2019,
需要这些能力的职位增长 35%.
The positions requiring these skills will experience a 35% increase.
而传统入门岗位则减少 10%.
And the number of traditional entry-level positions has decreased by 10%.
调查也显示
The survey also showed that
49% 的受访企业高管
49% of the respondents
预计
estimated
未来三年 AI 将减少初级岗位招聘
In the next 3 years, AI will reduce the number of job postings for entry-level positions.
相比之下
compared to
仅12%，
only 12%
认为高级职位会受到同样影响。
It is believed that senior positions will also be affected.
不过 AI 普及程度较高的企业并未出现更多职位流失。
However, the companies with high levels of AI adoption did not see more job losses.
数据显示
The data shows that
AI 暴露度最高的企业自2018年以来
The most exposed AI companies since 2018
员工人数增加 52%
The number of employees increased by 52%,
高于暴露度最低企业的 36%,
36% higher than the lowest exposed enterprises.
从行业来看
From the perspective of the industry,
科技
technology,
媒体和电讯业的 AI 相关岗位增长最快。
The fastest growing AI-related jobs in the media and telecommunications industry are
去年增幅达到 11%.
Last year, the increase reached 11%.
专业服务业增长 6%.
Professional services set a growth of 6%.
医疗保健业不足 1%.
Healthcare is only 1%.
AI 也正在进一步拉大企业之间的劳动生产率差距。AI 暴露度最高的行业
AI is also further widening the gap in labor productivity between enterprises.
2025年生产率比2018年提高 34%。
In 2025, productivity will increase by 34% compared to 2018.
暴露度最低行业则增长 24%.
The industry with the lowest exposure experienced a 24% growth.
从上面的报告
Based on the above report,
我们可以看到AI 给就业市场带来的冲击、变化和压力。
We can see the impact and pressure that AI has brought to the job market.
最近一些关于美国大学毕业生就业情况的报道。
Recent reports on the employment situation of graduates from American universities.
也可以验证这份报告的内容。
You can also verify the content of this report.
特别是初级岗位面临的挑战。
In particular, the challenges faced by junior positions.
这方面在大陆就业市场就有点雪上加霜了。
This situation is particularly difficult in the mainland job market.
不过，另一方面
However, on the other hand,
AI 对效率的提升
AI for efficiency improvement,
我们能享受到一些好处
We can enjoy some benefits.
还有一些不好的地方
There are also some drawbacks.
在这儿就不方便讨论了
I can't discuss this here.
另外，大家可以考虑一下
In addition, everyone should consider
仍然有些事是 AI 做不了的。
There are still some things that AI cannot do.
或者仅能做到有限的辅助。
Or only provide limited assistance.
我们可以努力发展这方面的能力。
We can strive to develop this ability.
在今天视频最后，向大家推荐圣麦有机亚麻籽油。
today, I would like to recommend the organic hemp seed oil from St. Mac to everyone.
天热了。
It's hot.
大家拌凉菜、喝酸奶的时候，都可以加一勺亚麻籽油。
Everyone can add a spoonful of flaxseed oil when mixing cold dishes with yogurt.
不过一定不能加热。
However, it must not be heated.
这种亚麻籽油富含 Omega-3 不饱和脂肪酸。
This flaxseed oil is rich in Omega-3 fatty acids.
对老人
For the elderly,
孩子都有好处。
Everyone benefits.
对减肥人群也有帮助。
Also helpful for people who are dieting.
这个亚麻籽油在视频号平台。
This flaxseed oil in the video platform.
我的账号。
My account.
北京陈叔的商品橱窗有销售。
Beijing Chen Shoes Shop has sales.
有需要的朋友可以来看看。
Friends who need it can take a look.
好。
Okay.
今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I will talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞、转发、关注。
Hope everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.